Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from Gladiator to Good Housekeeping, lots happening in this week in history and in pop culture history, I should say, too. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with us. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Loads going on in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, will many people necessarily remember this?
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head with their own cars and trailers. That's what's new. See, Mr. Potato Head has a car and boat trailer. Take any fruit or vegetable. Just stick in eyes, then ears, and then the mouth. You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world.
I can't imagine there's many people who will remember that ad, but that is the first.
You
never know. 72 years ago this week, the 30th of April, 1952, the first toy to be advertised on TV. And that was an ad by
really
Hasbro.
It really is the old school American TV advertisement, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah. It's exactly what it was. And that was to advertise the original Mr. Potato Head. It looked a lot different to what we know now and what we would have known growing up. People used an actual potato and all you got were the accessories. So you got a little plastic nose, eyes, ears, feet, arms, the works.
It's the moustache too, isn't that
part
of it?
And the moustache, of course. But you could put it on whatever fruit you wanted. That be an apple, a banana, blah, blah, blah. It was only in 1964, a couple of years later, that they brought out the plastic potato head, which we now know as Mr. Potato Head. The same Mr. Potato Head that appeared in Disney's Toy Story. So Mr. Potato Head, it's an amazing toy, induced into the National Toy Hall of Fame in the year 2000.
Wow. So it's 72 years old since the first toy was ever advertised on television worldwide.
Yes, many moons ago. I mean, Mr. Potato Head came into existence in 1949. So it was only 3 years later they started advertising on TV.
Amazing. Yeah. Something else, I suppose, to come to our screens that many more of you will remember.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, General of the Felix Legions. And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Classic blockbuster. 24 years, we're going back to the...
Is that 24 years?
24
old?
Years, the 1st of May 2000. The award-winning Gladiator opened in cinemas. The Russell Crowe classic movie where he... It's a wild film. It's one of the most amazing films. And
Ridley Scott,
classic. Joaquin Phoenix in there as well. One of the biggest movies of the year 2000, 465 million around the world in the box office, the second highest grossing film that year. But it is a classic. It won so many Oscars, 5 to be precise. And in November we're getting a Gladiator 2. Personally, I don't think it should be touched. I think they should have left it where it was.
Yeah.
I don't like when they bring these reboots and sequels back 20 years on.
Who's playing Russell Crowe?
Well, we're going to get Paul Mescal, none other than Paul Mescal, Gladiator 2. It's due for release in the States in November 2024.
Yeah.
No idea when it'll land here in Ireland, but probably around the second time. Directed again, Ridley Scott. We're going to have Paul Mescal in there, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal. So it'll be interesting to see a Gladiator 2. But again, I think it should have just been left.
Leave it as it is
and don't touch it.
I think I remember watching this in more recent years with my dad. I don't know, was it on, must have been out on Netflix or must have been just even on TV or whatever. But it's a lot of the visual effects. And even there, the music as well, the theme throughout it, the theme tunes, the costumes.
It was fantastic.
It's pretty incredible.
It was.
Yeah,
I remember watching
it
on a VHS player. So that's, 24 years we're going back.
Yeah. Now, from pop culture to a huge shock in the sports world in this week.
Yeah, and I guess it really changed F1. Three-time F1 champion Ayrton Senna was killed 30 years ago, May 1st, 1994. The Brazilian racing driver, who was a three-time world champion driver, 1988, 1990 and 91. He won 41 Grand Prix, and he died as a result of an accident which happened in Italy during the San Marino Grand Prix. He was driving for Williams at the time, and an awful accident. His car took off the racing line at 307 kilometres an hour, ran straight into the concrete retaining wall at 233.
Wow.
It was an awful accident that also helped change for the better the F1 racing world with, I guess, limiting engine size and power. They changed certain things in the cockpit, adding things like the halo as years came on. So, it was a very sad moment. The Brazilian racing driver, fans claimed it as a national tragedy, and the government in Brazil actually declared 3 days of national mourning. So 30 years ago.
I think, did you watch Drive to Survive?
I did.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Fantastic,
I actually think, from memory, it's a great show. I think from memory, they do talk about this because of that sort of the rules and regulations, or I suppose the changes that were brought in
absolutely.
To the competitive sport after.
That race alone was a terrifying race, a couple of accidents and disasters. But yeah, so many things changed. There's also a Netflix documentary out, Senna, which follows his career and everything else. So
let's watch that.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, good housekeeping.
Yeah, so we're going back 139 years.
Stop!
The 2nd of May, 1885, when Good Housekeeping went on sale for the first time. One of the oldest magazines that's still in print.
It's still going, yeah.
Still going. Good Housekeeping. Both American and British lifestyle is covered in this, with everything from home decor to renovating your house to pets to beauty to entertainment. A magazine that was initially focused on housewives, and then as the years changed, it progressed to all women, and to now everyone is more than welcome to read the Good Housekeeping magazine, which I guess it's synonymous with also their mark, their seal of approval, the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, which is like the Bord Bia, I guess, equivalent. This is a product that we recommend and we stand by, and it's great. So yeah, a massive magazine that's featured some big names on the front cover throughout the years and still rocking on to this day.
That's an incredible tenure, isn't it? What did you say,
139 years it first went on sale.
It must be one of the longest going publications.
Lifestyle publications.
It has to be.
Absolutely. Still going to this day. I guess the versions we see today are ever so different to the very bare stripped back versions that were around 139 years ago.
I'm just after Googling it there now, and we know, like, it's, as you say, a lot of the lifestyle stuff and garden designs revealing the top trends to look out for this year. It's funny, it was probably the Instagram, not even Pinterest, it was probably the Instagram of 139 years ago, you know.
Very true.
In magazine format, that it's lifestyle, diet, foods, house tips, gardening. You
have a read to see what the neighbours are doing. And then, I must do that as well, because I have to trump them. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, I wondered, if you're still somebody who buys Good Housekeeping magazine, tell us what and why you buy it. 087 1400 106. On a more serious note, Kieran, I think this is definitely a week and a really just terribly tragic story. A lot of people will certainly remember this.
Big time, yeah. 17 years ago, the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, the 3rd of May 2007. She was only 3 years of age when she disappeared from her holiday apartment in Praia da Luz in Portugal. It was the evening of the 3rd of May, the most heavily reported missing persons case in all of modern history. Her whereabouts still unknown, but the McCann family left their kids sleeping in the apartment, which was 55 metres from where they were dining with their friends. It was that night that her mother, Kate, went back to discover that Madeleine was missing at around 10 o'clock. And like I said, the whereabouts still unknown, and definitely the most reported missing persons case.
Absolutely. It's very hard. It's actually hard to believe that's 17 years ago even just to think of it. Still an ongoing case for sure. At lunchtime live at newstalk.com, as always, that's the email address if you want to get in touch or share your story with us. Kieran O'Connor, 98FM. Kieran, we will talk to you next Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.